We're picking up from the Mishnah on Samach Gimel on the days at the bottom. Isha Sha'amra Hiskabali Giti, a woman, again, is telling, appointing a shliach to be a shirch lekapala. Tzricha Shtei Kiti Eidim. She needs to have Shtei Kiti Eidim. It's interesting. We've been talking about this whole concept of Shtei Kabbalah for a long time, but now the Mishnah is introducing exactly the right way to do it. So she points to the shliach. There needs to be two sets of Eidim that are testifying about this process. Number one, says the Mishnah, Shnaim Sha'imrim Bifaneinu Amra. Two have to attest to the fact that she actually appointed this guy to the Shliach HaKabbalah. Ushnaim Sha'imrim Bifaneinu Kibel Vikara. And then another set of Eidim to testify about the fact that he actually received it from the husband and then ripped it up. Okay, obvious question, why is he ripping it up? We'll see, the Gemara is going to talk about it. The Mishnah says, Afilu Heina Rishainim Vehena Achroinim. Even if it's the same Edim, that's fine. In other words, we need two sets of Edim. We need two, really, Eduyos going on. It doesn't have to be different people, says the Mishnah. And in a similar vein, O Echad min Rishon, Ve'echad min Achron, Ve'echad min Tzarif Yomayim. Or you could have one guy from the first set, one guy from the second set, with the third guy that's testifying. So you could have the same two Edim testifying of both, or you could have one of these two Edim pairing up with somebody from the Shuk. Okay, that's the Mishnah.
It's not, you could just have three people total. One guy who joins the first, one guy from
the first. Yeah, it could be that also. It could be one guy, yeah. It could be three people total. Yeah.
Mishnah.
That's what Rashi's saying. Shlishi shenase eid bazu uvazu mitzarif yamayim. Okay, says the Gemara like this. Itmar. Now, very often just, the Gemara does just not the getting because the Gemara is now going to start with a separate discussion, which is not directly our Mishnah. So the Gemara is not discussing our Mishnah right away. Then the Gemara will bring in our Mishnah to prove one of the two tzedakim. So now we have a meimra. Itmar. Baal oimer lepikadon ushlish amr legerishin. Okay, so we have again a situation where Baal was appointing a shliach and then he gives over the get. So the shliach, we're calling him the shlish, it's the shaila where that lashon comes from, but he's called a shlish. So the Baal says, well, I gave it over to this guy, it's true, but I gave it over only as a pikadon. Ushlish amr legerishin. So Rashi says, Baal oimer lepikadon get shenasin biyad shlish. Baal Amar LePikadon says Hicha Nesatav Biyadcha. Right? He says I gave it over to the Emily as a Pikadon. I didn't want you to give it over to her. And the Shlish says no, it was Legerishin. You gave it over to me to make the Shliach the Kabbalah, and she's already divorced. As soon as I received it, Bekabbalasi, she's divorced.
What is a Pikadon?
Pikadon is a deposit. Talking about deposits, yeah.
So
a deposit.
I
want you to hold on to it. I don't want to lose the get. Okay. Now it's interesting. Rashi adds in over there at the end of that Rashi. We're talking about a situation where the Ish and the Isha are together in the city. Now, it's very important because Tosis asked the Kishmak of basic Bam Kasha, which brings us back to the first Perek. Right? Tosis asks, we're going to see over here, we have this Machlekes here between the Baal and the Shlish. So we're going to see now Machlekes who we believe. But in the event that we would actually believe the Baal, it's the top toes is going on in the sheet of Ravun, we're about to see in a second. So Tosis says, what did Chachamim accomplish with the whole Befarin Echlam Fayin Nechtam? Right? The whole point of Befarin Echlam Fayin Nechtam, right, is that to stop the era of Baal, but the Baal could always come and Tosis could always come and say, Lom, he's going to say, right, I mean, the point of Befarin Echlam is to stop the Baal from being Ma'ar de Lomish Kachirin Bey. So Frank Tosis, the Baal can always come and say, Lepikadim Nasati. I gave him all the Pikadim. I think it was a pikadon. I didn't want him to do anything more. So Tosis answers the lomahemin el b'sheshloshim beir the shayach haytam b'day havayoyv. We're going to see in a second. There's a specific svar we're about to see, and that's what Rashi brings this in now also. That when they're all together, there's more of a nemanis to the baal. So it doesn't mean that in general the baal would be neman to say, oh, you know, I didn't give it to you. It was only pikadon. In this specific scenario, we're going to see in this case, the Rashi brings in over here that they're all together in the city, the isha. Are Yachad Be'ir, so then that's when we have a machlekes. So let's see now the machlekes. Ravuna Amar Baal Neman. Ravuna says the Baal Neman, to say it was a Pikadon. Rav Chista Amar Shlish Neman. Rav Chista says the third party is believed. What are the svaras? Ravuna Amar Baal Neman. Ravuna says the Baal is believed. Why? Dim Isa, the Legerishin, Yav, and Niale, Lidido, Hava Yoivla, Nialo. So Ravuna says, listen, if it's really true that he gave it over his Gerishin, so why didn't he just give it to the woman? Why did he give it to the shliach? He should have given it directly to the woman. And now we understand why it's important. We just said a minute ago, well, they have to all be together in the city, right? If they're not together in the city, this svar doesn't carry any water, right? What do you mean? Maybe it's time he gave it over to the shliach. When they're all together in the city, then the husband has a taina. Listen, why would I give it to you as a get? I just give it to her. Must be, I don't want to hold on to this get. I'm nervous about losing it. I'm giving it to you. You're a responsible guy. I give it to you. Hold on to it. When I'm ready to give it to you, I'll give it to you. That's Rav Huna's svar. Again, that's where Tosa answers why it's not shver with the whole first parak of the whole fun and different. Yeah.
It's still asked it's shver, because according to Rava, even Be'osamit, like, according to Rava, Be'osamidina, Be'minina Sayyam, you would still have to say Be'fana Nechta, Be'fana Nechta.
Medina, yeah.
According to Rabbah, but Medina Sayyam, you would still have to say it there, and that would prevent the error of the Baal.
Yeah, that just means also Medina just means where it was written and given. Could be the husband's not there. Could be the husband appointed someone else over there to do it. Okay, but anyway, right here we're talking specifically the husband and the wife are together in this thing. They're there. We're talking about where the delivery of the get was right. Osa Medina over there is talking about everything that's happening where the Edom are going to be able to be identified in the same Medina of where it was written. Here we want to know where the husband and the wife are in the same Medina. Okay, anyway, I'll call upon him. So that's what the Gemara says. That's Shita Sirvuma. Rav Chista Amar Shlish Neman Dohemne. And Rav Chista says that the Shlish is believed because he's believed. Okay, so now Evan asked a basic question. He asked it really based on the end of the Gemara. But there's a big kashav here. How can we ever trust the Shlish Bechlal? I mean, we know Ein Davish Erev Pachas Mishnayim. What's going on over here? What would Stan believe the Shlish?
Can you say the same thing about the Baal? You
know, because he has Baal is coming to say that it's not, that there's no get. Right? The Shlish is the one that's coming to say that the get happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the Gemara itself brings the Nevesh Erev Pachas Mishnayim at the end. Right? Yesterday we said, in Stamazai, even without Nevesh Erev, maybe Stam is Safik Yisur Lachumra, even Safik Devais Stamazai, we just mentioned Varon Leib's Kasha. But either way, the Gemara says, that's a kasha over here. So some Rishonim actually, I think the passion of the Rishonim here is that actually there were Edim. There were Edim that saw, right? The Edim saw that it was delivered, but they don't necessarily know that it was done for what it was done for. They could have seen the delivery, right? So there were Edim there. Okay, it's more complicated to figure out now, is that enough for Edim? But I'll call upon him. There's an issue over here. How to deal with it? So there's one. It sounds like from the Marsha he's learning up in Rashi. It could be that in Rashi that the pshat is that we do believe the person even without it. Why? Why would it believe? No, again. So one way to say is that there actually are Edom here. So one way is to say there are Edom. One speaking out, there are Edom. That's the way some of the Rishonim learn here in Rashi. The other way to learn is that there are no Edom, but still we were going to believe it, just like we believe a woman. Right? If a woman has a get. Right, if there's a get that has Edom signed on it, she's believed. Right, so it could be over here. Once we know there was a minui of this guy to be a shliach, so it could be that's good enough. Once it's in his hand, we don't necessarily need to prove that. Just like if it's in the woman's hand, she's going to be believed to say, "Here's my get." Right, so to the shliach would believe. Yeah, I'm the shliach lekabbalah. Once you appointed me to be a shliach, I'm the shliach lekabbalah. Okay, but anyway, so that's what we have a machlekes here between Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Rav Chista says that the shlish is ne'eman, the ha'emni, because in the end of the day, the husband trusted him. Okay, so the Gemara says, Akasha must have revabo, hodas baldin kame edin dami, ushlish ne'eman mishneyem. So we have a din, that hodas baldin, the sefto, tells us, hodas baldin kame edin, so we really trust the baal, the guy who's involved, but more than that, we trust the shlish. It's mefurish in the sefto, that a shlish is more trusted than the baal himself. So this is a mefurish right to Rav Chista against Rav Huna. How could Rav Huna say that you win over the shlish? Lach mefurish or the sefta, that the shlish wins?
Shnei means two baals.
Hmm?
It's the baal.
Shlish neman mishnehem. Okay, so the shlish is going to win out. So the Gemara says, Ketzah, what the Gemara right, the sefta explains the case. Ketzah, ze omar kach, beze omar kach, shlish neman. If there's a machlokes, the shlish is believed. So you see, the shlish is believed over the baal. So what's pshat in Rav Huna? The Gemara says, "Shani mamun is yoyev lemechila." Mamun is different because it's yoyev lemechila. What does that mean? That's really just a simin ledavar. Yoyev lemechila means like this: a person could be meichel his own money, right? If I say you owe me $100, I'll keep it. I have the right to do that. In other words, just like I could be meichel my money, that's a simin of the fact that I could do whatever I want with my money. I could decide, okay, it goes to you. So I have the right to trust you when it comes to my money. So if I say, listen, I want you to, I'm appointing you to be, to take this money and do whatever you do with it. So I'm saying that I'm trusting you. That means even if you end up lying and doing the wrong thing, I decided to trust you. And I have the right to even forfeit my own money because I want to trust. Obviously, if I'm giving it to you, I realize that you might change the story. I realize the risk that might happen. And I'm trusting you. So even if Aliba de'emes, klape shmaya galya, I didn't tell you that, it doesn't make a difference. The fact that I trusted you and I'm letting you do it is fine. Nobody's getting hurt from that. I was willing to do it, and that's fine. Masha'en kein, when it comes to a shiloh over here, if it's the woman, if it's in shiloh of Isser, is the woman really divorced, you don't have the right to do that. So that's Rav Huna's taina back, a shtarka taina. Right? Shani mamun disev, money is over the mechila. So even if really the guy's lying, who cares? You decided to trust him. You trusted him. Yeah, but you don't have the right to do that. It's not within your power to have a woman be divorced. A woman needs to get a get in order for him to be divorced. Otherwise, she's an ancient age, the kids will be mamzerim. So what do you say? Well, I trust him. Very nice. The Baal trusted the shliach. The Baal's not in charge of creating a divorce. The Baal can give a get and then divorce his wife, but the Torah decides when this woman is divorced.
That it wasn't a yerushin.
I understand. And what are we saying? That we're trusting the shliach wins over the Baal, yeah. Because the Baal is trusting the shliach to say, yeah, that it was a get. Right? That's a problem. You can't do that. Who gave you the right to trust the shliach? The shliach maybe is lying, and then there's a problem. The woman's not divorced. So therefore, Rav Huna says, you can't compare the apples and oranges. Let's read those last words of Rashi, the Ramasa, the Sa'iv, the Mechila. Avu b'milsa de'isura ein b'yodu l'hamin. He doesn't have the power to entrust the shliach to call the shots. So the Gemara says, there's no rice. In fact, the Gemara, wait a second, you're going to tell me that the whole din of this Tosefta is only din of din imamanus, it says la'edi in the brisa that also legitin. That whatever din we're saying by din imamanus applies to gittin as well. Oh, so you see, taka like Rav Chisda, that we don't say this svara, it is a chilik between din imamanus and gittin. No, it applies everywhere. So where is no gittin imamanus? What does gittin mean? It means gittin imamanus, like the first Tosef in the Masechta, right? Not gittin doesn't necessarily mean gittin nashim. Colloquially, and most of the time, that's what it means. But it could mean gittin imamanus. So okay, that's very nice. Vatan v'chein l'shtaros. Okay, but besides the fact that we have a brisa that says gittin imamanus, the brisa also says v'chein l'shtaros. So now what are you going to say? If gittin means gittin imamanus, what does shtaros mean? Pashtus, shtaros means shtaros imamanus, and gittin then means gittin asha. So what are you going to say over there? The Gemara says, that's an unfair question. Midi gabi adodi tanya. Were these two brises, these two l'shoinus of v'chein l'shtaros, v'chein l'gittin, were they taught together in the same brisa? If they were taught together in the same brisa, the brisa says v'chein l'gittin, v'chein l'shtaros. So you'll have to say, one of them is talking about gittin asha, one is talking about shtaros. But that's not the case. There were two separate brises taught in two different places. In one brisa, they used the lashon v'chein l'gittin. Another brisa used the lashon v'chein l'shtaros, and they're both referring to the exact same thing. Shtarim moment, not to gittin asha. Okay, good. Now the Gemara brings in our mission. Okay, so now here's where we get to our mission. Tanan, ha'isha sham is kabbali giti, tzricha shtei ki te edim. Our mission says that one appoints a shliach, we need two sets of edim. Shnaim shayom refaneinu amra, u'shnaim shayom refaneinu kibel v'kora. The Gemara asks, v'amai, why do we need these sets of edim? Lehem ne l'shlish. We should trust the shlish. Now, who is the Gemara asking on? So the Mefarash should point out that it's actually Machlokes Rashi Tos over here. What exactly, which part of the Mishnah is the Gemara asking on? And on whom is the Gemara asking? In other words, the Mishnah said two things. You need two sets of Edom. Again, one set to say that this guy was appointed, and the second set of Edom to say that he received it. Those are two aspects of the Mishnah. Which one of those, which part are we asking on? And then, on whom is the question? Is the question on Rav Chisda only, or also on Rav Huna? So, if you look at Rashi, Rashi's different masal v'amai. Rashi says v'amai boi edim klal lo bikabola v'lo ba'amira. Rashi is saying we shouldn't need edim at all, not bikabola v'not ba'amira. El ba'amira so bilvad lehemi. We should trust the shliach his own amira. We don't need edim about the amira. We should trust the shliach's amira itself. Dohemi ba'al, because the ba'al and trusted him. So the Mefarshim should point out that if the way Rashi's learning, the Mashal points out that Kasha would be also on Rav Huna. In other words, the Gemara's Kasha is clearly on Rav Chisda. Again, Rav Chisda says we always trust the Shliach. So the Gemara is clearly asking on Rav Chisda, because the Gemara is asking, why in the Mishnah do we not trust the Shliach? Why do we need Eidim? But according to Rashi, that we're asking about Bechlal, Eidim appointing the on the Amira, so that Kasha is also going to be a Kasha on Ravuna. Because the, Ravuna and, what did Ravuna and Rav Chisda argue about? Right? They only argued about a situation where there was a machlekes between the Baal and the Shliach. It's very important to realize. Rav Huna agrees to the svara of Rav Chisda. Be'etzem agrees to the Yosoid. What does Rav Chisda say? That the guy was entrusted. The Ha'emne. Right? Just Rav Huna says, but I have a svara that when the Baal says, well, I could have given it, right? The Baal says, I only gave you as a pikadon. So then the Baal has the right to say he's believed because... why didn't he just give it? If he gave it to you as a get, he would have just given it to the woman herself, right? But Be'etzem, they both agree. So the Marsha is Bedaik that according to Rashi, the Kasha is really on Rav Huna and on Rav Chisda. Why? The Gemara is asking, why do we need Eidim Bechlal that the guy was appointed to be a Shliach? Everybody agrees that we trust this guy that he was appointed. That we agreed to. We agreed that he was appointed as a thing. Tosos Devra Maskel, Tosas learns Perish Amay Tzarech Shnayim Shiyomru Bifanenu Kibel Avol Tzarech La'olam Shnayim Shiyomru Bifanenu Omra Kedimshan Adal. Tosas refers to what he said in the Mishnah of Semachim on the days that everybody agrees that you need Shnayim, that he was appointed. That there's no discussion about. Okay, so the Mashal points out is that according to Tosas was learning that the Kasha was only on Rav Chisda and not Rav. Okay, let's just keep it simple though. The bottom line is the Mishnah says that you have a situation we are not trusting the Shliach. For sure, in the second case, we're not trusting the Shliach by, and that's our problem, right? In the case of Mekabel, we need Eidim to testify about the fact that this guy received the get. So, back to Gemara, what's going on? We should trust the Shlish. It's like Gemara's Teretz is, no, it's not a Kasha. Mika nafigita mitusa yade dilehemne. Is the get coming out of his hands? In other words, is he holding on to the get that we should trust him? Is the get coming out of his hands? In other words, when do we say that we trust a shlish? When the shlish is holding on to the get. And Rashi explains over here, b'fanenu, he has it, he's holding on to it in front of us. Lahar osolanu, to show us that here it is. In which case, then we would believe him, right? Then we believe him. But here he ripped it up. And Raj says, even if you actually have the pieces of paper, it's not going to help you because he can't deliver the get anymore. And then Rashi speaks out at the end. Why is it important that the Shliach has the ability to have it in his hand? So Rashi says, because Ein Shlish Elim Kein Ashlishus Biyado. A Shlish is only believed when the Shlishus, in other words, when his mission is Biyado to accomplish. The migo do boy have a obede maite ka amar nemen nami al mirasa avo ze shekar mi adol mos biot. When the shliach has the ability to carry out his shlichus, he could go and give the get. So then, since he could do that, we'll just trust him to say that he accepted the get as a shliach gavol, because if he wanted to lie, he'll just go and give it. But when the shlichus is not in his hands anymore, because he doesn't have the get here, because it was ripped up, so then he doesn't have that migo. Okay, Tosos argues in this also. These big sugyas here, we could get like lost. I'm already getting lost just trying to say Pashup Shat. But there's a lot going on here.
The fact that he had it at that point in time and it wasn't ripped isn't sufficient enough, right?
So it's interesting. The posting point, even Tosos, who argues on Rashi and says that it's not Midin Migo, he agrees that it had to have been at one point be able to do it.
Right.
But that for sure you need it. That for sure. But that's Rashi saying that's not good enough. Rashi is saying, Tosos says it is good enough. What you're saying is Tosos. Tosos, that is good enough. The fact that it was in his head at one point to do it, that's good enough. Rashi is saying it has to be Migo right now. Okay, but I'll quote part of him, that's what the Gemara is saying. So again, the Kasha was, whether it was a Kasha directly on Rav Chisda or was a Kasha on both Rav Chisda and Rav Huna, the Gemara's Kasha was, why do we need Eidim in the Mishnah? The Gemara's there, it says, because in the Mishnah, you don't have the whole Mila of the Shlish. The Mila of the Shlish is only when he is holding on to the get, he can carry out his Shlichus.
What's his migu there?
When he's holding on to the get, he could just go deliver it to her. He just give her to the get. Wait, what is he trying to say? Mr. Baal, you didn't give it to me as a pikadon. You actually gave it to me as I'm Shliach HaKabal, and she's already divorced. If he wanted to lie about that, he just go. He has the shliach, the get in his hand. Just go give it to the woman.
How does that create a migu though? Because she could then we saw the same question.
Why?
So now she's holding it, but.
So once she's holding it, that's then she's divorced. Like I said before, that was how I answered
even
the beginning.
If, even if he really did give
if
it
a woman,
sorry, even if he really did give it as a kadon, if the shliach just messed up and handed it to her, she would be divorced.
No, but if a woman has the get, she's going to be believed to say that she was once she's holding on to the get. Okay, now, I just want to point out, your question, Bachal, the Gemara, the Mishnah here is not talking about the case directly where the husband is saying that it was a pikado. Right? Mm-hmm. The Mishnah is just stop saying that. The Mishnah stopped talking about a case where do we have to prove that this shliach is really a shliach. So we're saying that's Rashi. My boy Adam Klal lo bekol v'bamira el bamira also v'vayl lehemne the hemne baal. The baal obviously believed him because the baal gave it over to him. We're not discussing specifically the case of pikadon over him. So we're saying, listen, the baal gave him the get. We should just trust him to say shliach, because if not, he could just go give the get to the woman. Okay. So the Gemara says. So that's how we got out of the question so far. So now the Gemara says no, but we're not out of the water yet. Why? Because Tainach. Amra, Tenach Amra, that Kibel Lamali. I understand. Now you've explained to me, says the Gemara, you've explained to me why we need Edim for the Amira. We need Edim for the Amira. Because at the end of the way, Tosa speaks it out over here. Perish Tenach the Bedin Sarach Shtayim Shom Faneno Amra, Umizela Vakasha Me'olam. That's that. We never would have had a Kashan. Because at the end of the day, we don't have proof over here that he was really a shliach. So we need to have the amr. But kiba lamali, why do I need to have Aiden that he was makabalit? What does that mean?
Once we have the
that means once we know that he was appointed as a shliach and he's holding on to the get, that should be enough. Take a look at Rashi. Tenef amra kiba lamali lamali lasu Aiden sheru mekablo miyarabal harehu bi yado befanenu. Right? If he got the get, so obviously he was makabalit from him. So we don't need to have Edim that say that he was makabalit. That's who needs Edim for that. Once you know that there are Edim on the Amir, that he was appointed to be a shliach, so then once it was in his hand, that should be enough. So the Gemara says, Amar of Hamani Rebelazar, don't made him a Sira Karsi. So this is already Shidus Rebelazar holds Edim a Sira Karsi.
We're not worried about Kasav Elmet. Shliach found it on the street. Who says the Baal gave it to him? Earlier, at the beginning of the Masechta, we were worried about such a thing.
That was only by Shalol Lishma, in the place of Shalol Lishma. Okay, I'm not getting into the Bafani. Let's assume it's an Eretz Yisrael now. We're not stumbling the equation for these things. Right? Because people know about Shalol Lishma.
But he could have just picked it up on the street, just like there. Even if
it's... Yeah, that chashash was not... Anyway, a woman also could have just picked it up from the street. I mean, we're not chashash. But we're holding on to a get. The assumption is that it was a... Yes, the Gemara says, now Open got all excited because the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar, and you take a look at Rashi says, the Amr ain get kasha below Edim Masira. A get is not kasha below Edim Masira. So Open is getting all excited here. Oh, this is Shitas Rashi, like Taisu Nafdala, not like the Rif, that Edim Masira, you need to have Edim Masira. It's not Af Edim Masira like the Rif, it's Edim Masira Karsi, and only Rak Edim Masira. But the emison is that it's not so pashut. The pashut is not like that. And so Tosis points out here that we're obviously talking about a get that does not have Eri Chasima. Because if the get had Eri Chasima, we already saw a Gemara earlier, and the Gemara says later on, it was after also, but we saw the Gemara earlier, Lamed Vav, that even according to Belazar, the Gemara asks, so why do you need Eri Chasima? Right? The Gemara says, B'nei Tikkun Ha'Olam. That they could, because maybe the Edim Asir are going to die, and I could be around. And how to tell us that to learn? That means that if a woman is holding on to a get that has Edi Chasima, that will be the Tikkun Olam. That will protect her. Because this way, even if the Edim Asir die, she has proof that she got divorced. How does she have proof? Edim Asir Karsi. Where are the Edim? We don't see the Edim Asir. So Tosafot said there, you have to assume that even though you need Eidim Mesira, but Mestama, if she's holding on to the get, that has Eidim Chasima, Mestama, the Eidim Mesira happened. Right? The kids, what I'm pointing out is, if there are Chasimas on this get, then you don't need Eidim Mesira. We don't need to see the Eidim Mesira. It's enough to have that the get is in his hand. That's enough. We don't need the Eidim. Just like a woman, she can pull out a get that has Eidim Chasima, she doesn't need to show the Eidim Mesira. Because we assume that it's Simra happened, same thing would be true by the Shliach. Therefore, Tosa says we're dafka talking about a get that doesn't have Eri Chasima. If the get doesn't have Eri Chasima, why do you need to have Eri Mesira? Yes, it's not. Okay, you have to know, Rashi Taka doesn't sound like that. Rashi sounds like you were saying, but you have to, Kishmaka, get back into the Sugars a little bit, okay? So the Gemara says. Bikish. Yeah, Bikish. And we have 2 minutes left. Says the Gemara, Kra Karalamali. Why do we need, so this is the question I asked the Mishnah, why on earth is the guy ripping up the shtar? Why ripping up the get? Now, Rashi points out, the Gemara is asking, not like, what's the chiddush of Karl Amir, but Taka, why is the guy doing this? Rashi says, Karl Lamali, Kloimer Lamali the Mikre. Okay, Open was asking, what is Rashi with Mechadish? Rashi telling you, normally when you say Karl Lamali, it's like, well, what's the chiddush of Karl Lamali? Here we're saying, why is he doing it? What's the pshat? Why would this guy rip up a get? It doesn't make any sense. The Metzias, why would he do that? So the Gemara answered, okay, the Metzias was, he had to do it. They had to get rid of the get. They couldn't show the goyim they're using it. Rabbi says, even Rav Huna says that the Baal is Moideh, but in this case, the Baal is Neman, but over here, if she says, if the woman says like this, the Amre Iu Lididi Amar Li Shlish to the Gerish and Yavan Leif. If she says, "Well, the Shlish told me that the husband gave it over to him to be a Gerish," and then the woman is believed. So even though Rav Huna holds that the Baal wins over the Shlish, but if the woman says this is what the Shlish told me, so then she's believed. So, in fact, the Gemara, how could that be? Mihika Midi the Shlish Gufelo Mehemnah Vihi Mehemnah. You're going to tell me that the Shlish himself wouldn't be believed against the Baal? But the Isha reporting what the Shlish said to her is going to be more Neman than the Shlish itself. That doesn't make any sense. Where is it? That's not what the Pshat is. Ella, Amra, Ella, Pshat is switch it. Ella, E Amra Kamay Di Di Legerish and Yahweh Niale Mehemna. If the woman says, in front of me, I saw my husband give it to this guy, Betoira Shlish, to be Betoira's Gerishin. I saw him give it over to this Shlish as a Gerishin, that he should be Mekabel the Gerishin for me, so then she's believed. Why? Migo Dibai Amro, Ledido, Yaveh Nielo, Baal. Because if she wanted, since she was there at the time, she could have just said, the husband gave it to me. She could have just gave it to me. So since if she wanted to lie, she would have said, he gave it to me. So Mimela, she's believed to say that the husband gave it to the Shlish for the purposes of Gerishin. Okay, last case goes pretty smoothly. Baal, Omer the Gerishin, Shush, Omer the Gerishin. The Omeris, Nelson, Leva, Ova. The Baal says, I gave it for Gerishin. And the Shlish agrees. Everybody's on the same boat. That the Baal gave it for Gerish. Now, where's the get? She says, well, you know, he gave it to me, but I lost it. What's it then? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. I'm a Davash of Erevah. Davash of Erevah was Mishnai. Rabbi says, sorry, it's a Davash of Erevah. Ain't Davash of Erevah was Mishnai. Where's her get? She can't prove it. No dice. And this is what Evan was bringing his question at the beginning of the Amud, right? Why at the beginning of the Amud, by the Shlish, we do believe, isn't it? And over here, not. So we have to say, either there are Aden, or there's some other Nem on us, but I'll call upon him here. There's no get, no dice. So, if I take more of Amai, Vilahemni the Shlish, right, let's believe the Shlish again. Okay, which is back to this question. Well, why would you think you believe the Shlish? But believe the Shlish. The Gemara says, Mika nafek gita mitu seyate, to lehemne.
Tasha says he's believed without anyone.
What?
Tasha says he's believed without anything.
Well, that's really, I don't know exactly what Gemara's Havamina was, but that was fair Havamina. What do you mean, right? The Gemara says he doesn't have the get. If he doesn't have the get, again, if he has the get, then something is different. That could be shot on the top of the Amud also. When he has the get, oh, if he has the get, so maybe it's not as a problem. It's like the woman has the get. You don't have a problem with Dosh of Erevah if you're holding on to the get. So the Gemara says, you can't trust her because she doesn't have the get. You can't trust him, he doesn't have the get either. So the Gemara answers, okay, Lemini Labal, I'm a Seder, we have a new Mahalak, where we can trust somebody even without holding on to the get. Right? The first two cases, Donnie, the Shlish and her, you need to have the get, or else we don't trust him. But the husband, not. The husband, you could trust him. The Amr of Chibar Avin, Amr of Yechon, Baal Shamar Girashi, Lishi Neman. Oh. The Aloch is a Baal, he doesn't have to come up with the get. He just says, I don't vouch to my wife. He's believed. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's beautiful, but it doesn't work over here because Mika Amar Gerashti. If he would say Gerashti Esishti in Echanami, but here he ruined it because what did he say? I gave it over to the Shlish. I didn't give it to her. I gave it to him. So now he can't testify. He just ruined that testimony. He can't say he gave it. He's dafka saying he didn't give it to the wife.
Even if the shlish says it, because the shlish doesn't have the monies.
I mean, the shlish doesn't have the nemanis. Exactly. Right. The Baal would have the nemanis that he gave directly. The shlish doesn't have the nemanis. So Mimela, we can't trust the Baal either. So the Gemara says, okay, so let's do another thing. So even though the shliach doesn't have special nemanis, but he has a different type of nemanis that we assume the shliach does his job. So if Reuben tells Bob, go keep a kaddish woman for me, and then he dies, we assume that he did his shlichus, and now Reuben is usher to all of the women in the world, because maybe he was Makadesh Barbara in Santa Barbara, right? And now maybe that her sister is usher to him, and that could be by any woman in the world. So maybe he's usher to all women, right? So it's a problem. So what do you see? We assume that the shlichus happened. Yeah, that's true. In the Mitzel's case, it was l'chumra, because we're making a mockery that he can't marry other women. But avalakula, to say the woman's divorced, that we can't do. So fact the Gemara, avalakula lo. So the question of lemne l'dida, oh, why don't we trust her? Now, even without the getter. At the beginning, we were saying, let's trust her. We said, no, we can't trust her. Because the general thing is, we can't trust her, she doesn't have the get. But now we say, no, we have a new nemanis, because there's a new klal. I mean, new for us here. But a woman who says that she was divorced, she is believed. Why? There's a chazaka, which Jonathan was writing a dissertation about if this is true, but lemaisa, how do we understand it? But lemaisa, a woman is not going to have so much audacity to lie in her husband's face and say, you gave me a get when he didn't. She didn't receive it. So mamela, a woman is believed to say, Rashani, so no problem, let's just believe the woman. We can't believe the husband, we can't believe, let's just believe the woman. The Gemara says, no, hanim elech deleka dekomasayla. That's when nobody is supporting or backing her up. So she's really being brazen by saying that the husband gave her the get. But here that they're helping her, so now she has no problem saying these. Here everybody's agreeing. The husband is agreeing. The sheikh is agreeing. So great. She doesn't feel like she's going out on a limb by making this claim. So Mimela, that she's not going to believe. So it's ironic that the more people
involved, the more she's not believed.
The more things going in her favor, the more she's not believed. Because the whole reason she's believed is because she wouldn't have such ha'aza. Here she wouldn't have a problem having ha'aza.